Photos: former transgender person reads anti-trans book to 500, including men in drag. I want kids to hear the truth. By Amy Furr on March 19, 2023. A former transgender person read aloud during a story hour on Friday in Arkansas with 500 people in attendance, along with trans activists. A woman who was once transgender, Laura Perry Smaltz, read aloud Brave Books' Elephants Are Not Birds to a crowd of 500 parents, grandparents, and children at the Fayetteville Public Library, where actor and author, Kirk Cameron, also read from his book, As You Grow, according to a press release. Elephants Are Not Birds covers the topic of gender in a story about an elephant named Kevin, per the title's description on Amazon. Most can see that there is a distinct difference between an elephant and a bird, but in this story, we'll see that even those lines are blurred when the lies of culture the vulture are accepted as truth, it reads. During the story hour, the crowd heard Smaltz recall how she used to find it difficult loving herself the way God created her, and how faith had a huge effect on that journey. Per the news release, trans activists, who are men dressed in drag, attended the event and showed some opposition. Families did not expect this, but it apparently drove Smaltz's story home to everyone in the room. According to Brave Books staff, the library was accommodating and welcoming to those in attendance. Cameron later commented on what took place. The small group of protesters, which included some grown men wearing silly makeup, dressed in skirts and heels, pretending to be women, listened to the reading of a kid's book about God's view of gender called Elephants Are Not Birds. At the close of this sweet and funny story of a singing elephant named Kevin who was tricked by a vulture named Culture into thinking he might be a bird, the reader, Laura Smaltz, then asked the 300 children, "Do you think elephants can be birds, even if they strap on silly wings and a beak?" In unison, and with great laughter, all 300 children confessed with gusto, "No. I felt sad for the men in skirts. As it is written, you have taught the little children to praise you perfectly. May their example shame and silence your enemies." Psalm 8:2. Meanwhile, a public library director in Tennessee was reportedly fired due to allegations that he and some fellow staff members tried to stop another read aloud in February with Cameron. The Sumner County Library Board reportedly voted 4-3 to fire Hendersonville Public Library director Alan Morales. Kirk Cameron has been holding children's reading events at public libraries around the country to promote patriotism, faith, and other values at a time when kids are being subjected to left-wing indoctrination, including drag queen story hours, per Breitbart News. Following the recent story hour, Smaltz said she participated because I want kids and parents to hear the truth about transgender identities from someone who has gone through it. I want to warn parents that it is dangerous to allow children to transition. Most parents are uninformed about the realities of medical transition and the dangerous path their child is being enticed to go down, Smaltz added.